Have you ever tried or nasa sitwasyon ka na you want to do something pero you don't feel like it and still you're gonna do it?
Yes, lalo na ngayong mga panahon na parang pagod na pagod ka pero kailangan mo pa rin mag-show up.
Yeah, just like right now, I really don't feel like doing this podcast because, not because I don't want to do podcast, but because ang daming kailangang asikasuhin, gawin, pagtuunan ng pansin in our personal lives, but we're here committed to. We're not forcing, but we're just giving a beautiful message to everyone that successful people, even if you don't feel like doing it, they do it because they need to do it.
Yes, welcome to Love Connect Podcast with The Kosho. Meron nga akong isang nabasa recently na dapat hindi mauuna na may hiyaan mong i-dictate ng feelings mo yung action mo, but let your action dictate your feelings. So parang kahit ayaw mo, not naman yung ayaw na parang talagang fina-force mo yung sarili mo in the toxic way na, but if there are things that you really don't want to do but it will result you to a good thing, you really have to do it pa din.
Yeah. Kaya nga, for example, if you don't feel like eating healthy right now, but you know it's gonna be the best beneficial thing you're gonna do today, then you have to do it. Pwede rin naman, ito yung sabi nila sa forgiveness, na forgiveness is not an emotion, it's not a feeling. It's because you want to be free. You forgive now, you decide now, even if you don't feel like it, until soon, your emotions, your feelings will follow your decision. It's because you know what is more important. Is it my feelings? But we're not gonna disregard your feelings, ah. But is it more important your feelings mo, yung freedom mo? Kasi yung iba, they're so emotional into their emotions and they're caged with their emotions and they cannot move forward. To married people, kaya yung iba, hindi nila nakukuha yung best version ng married life nila. It's because at times they don't feel like loving their spouse. They don't feel like saying sorry. They don't feel like opening up. They don't feel like serving kasi hindi okay ngayon. But there are people who find their way still and build a habit that they will penetrate that barrier so that together, alive until death, they can have it.
No, there are two things for me, two sides of this thing kasi. Like, pag single ka kasi, kung wala ka talaga sa mood, up to you yun eh. Parang you take accountability of your actions. Ang definitely magiging effect nun is that kung nagkatrabaho ka, maapektuhan yung workmates mo.
Yeah.
Bila magkakaroon ka ng sick leave pero scheduled leave naman talaga siya or like emergency leave pero hindi naman talaga ine-MMM mo lang talaga siya. But when you're married already, you're accountable to each other. So the two sides that we are looking to if you are already married is that or you're in a relationship is one, kung isa lang sa inyo ang walang gana sa buhay. Two, which is more difficult, pag dalawa na kayong walang gana.
Yan ang problema kapag yun ang nangyari sa inyo. So you have, I'm gonna share with, we're not really give messages, but more of an encouragement. And yeah, a take home na rin of what couples can do if you are in this situation. Baka kasi meron kayong kailangang gawin, but you don't feel like it. Pero it's gonna help you. So, we will begin with the encouragement. I'll give my version of encouragement and then Love will also give her version of encouragement to all those who are listening right now. Na maybe you are in a not so good situation, you're not in a good mood, you are not in a good season, and yet there are so many dreams in front of you that you want to fulfill for your married life, for your family life. Me, first, my encouragement is, it's okay. It's okay for you to breathe. It's okay for you, yes, to acknowledge your emotions. It's okay for you to feel that. And as you keep on doing, kahit ano yung kailangan mong gawin, I just want you to know that an encouragement that keep doing the right thing and God sees all your efforts. God sees your hearts. God sees all that is gonna happen beyond what is happening right now in your life. If you just keep on doing the right loving thing. How about you?
You just really have to feel it first. Kasi the reason you're, I guess, bottleneck na yung lahat ng emotions, parang nasa boiling point ka na, is because you don't really acknowledge that there is something that you are feeling. Maybe it's a negative emotion, maybe it's self-inflicted na emotion, or pwede naman na it's because of external issues. But if you don't acknowledge it, mas matatagalan ka sa healing process mo. And as a married person, it doesn't really always have to be coming from your spouse. Kasi the solution doesn't always come from other people. The solution comes from you. It comes within. That minsan nakala mo kailangan mo ng tulong, pero kailangan mo rin patagan ng sarili mo para masabihan mo na, okay, kailangan kong ganahan para sa isang bagay na to.
Yeah, and then you can also schedule it. Ang sabi schedule is, it's okay to pause. Pwedeng, okay, I don't feel like doing it, pero pause ka muna. Hinga ka muna, reflect ka, tapos bago mo siya gawin. Kasi you have to understand to, oh, ano, what's happening? Where am I coming from? Why am I having this kind of situation? Ano ang, just like for me, why I'm having this mood right now? It's because I'm having challenges in the business part of our life. Tapos parang sabi ko, Lord, teka, hindi ko answered prayer ang magkaroon ng ganitong problema sa negosyo. Pero answered prayer ko ang magkaroon ng business. Kaya it's also important the people that we're talking to. When I share this problem to people na hindi naman gano'n into business, iba yung response nila to people who are successful in business. When they responded to my concern, sabi niyo, uy, good problem yan, Brother Drews, no? Sabi ko, bakit? Kasi you're in business. And if you're not in business, you'll not experience that. And that's when I realized there are things happening already. Ah, alignment ito. Ah, it's supposed to build you. And if there's a prayer, mayroon kang malaking prayer, suddenly you will realize this is an alignment that leads you to that answered prayer. But it's not easy. So, show up anyway. Get help and then show up anyway. Do you have other messages for them?
Nana.
Ayan. So, after this, we'll give you something like what can be done as a couple. And let's take a break and listen to other podcasts here in the Abundance Network.
Hello, mga katambay. This is Coach Dep, and I am inviting you, tara na sa ating tambayan. Ang ating tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. We talk about goals, purpose, habits, and this year, let me help you or guide you towards your destination, towards your dreams, towards your goals. Kaya naman, ano pang inaantay mo? Sama na every Saturday dito sa ating tambayan. God bless you.
And we're back. And we're back. So sa ganitong sitwasyon, if meron kang kaharap na client as a marriage coach, at this sitwasyon nila, what will be your advice to them? If someone approaches you, ito yung concern namin right now.
Well, if there's, again nga, may two sides siya, di ba? Kung yung isang side lang is, yung isa lang na may nawala ng gana or isa yung may problema, definitely the reason you're married is because your partners, you pull each other up, not to pull each other down. So kung feeling mo, talagang lugmok na yung asawa mo at wala na siya magawa sa situation niya that really affects your family in general, you really have to help your spouse, whether husband man yan or your wife man yan. Kasi both of you have needs eh. Pwedeng ikaw pagod ka, pagod din siya. Pwedeng ikaw may pinagdadaanan din siya. So minsan, isipin mo parang, it's more of like paramihan na lang tayo o pabigatan na lang tayo na nararamdaman. So if you feel like, yung spouse mo yung mas may mabigat na nararamdaman, like with our case, kami ni Drews, dahil siya yung talagang breadwinner, he's the one earning for the family, working hard for us, serving in God in the ministry, definitely he's taking all the bullets for the family. So minsan if I feel like, I'm tired too, hindi naman ako pucho-pucho lang sa bahay, but of course, I have to weigh also and be sensitive na, mas pagod siya. So if you are a wife, a stay-at-home wife, minsan you also have to temper your emotions and take siguro the shoes of your spouse, diba, na pagod yung asawa ko kasi siya yung nagatrabaho. Or to the husbands as well, if you feel like pagod ka rin sa work, dadatnan mo, gusto mo na magpahinga. So also the same eh, parang it's really a tug of war, I think, in life. Pero it's a good sign that it's part of life. Buhay tayo. That's why we're experiencing this. But the challenge is that kung dalawa na kayo na nakakaramdam ng different levels of anxiety or different levels of problems, then I think you really have to seek help for what you are going through. Huwag niyo siyang sarilinin. Kasi a lot of couples that we know, yun nga, sarilinin na lang natin. We don't really need marriage coach until wala na, parang fall apart na talaga yung marriage nila.
Yeah, I agree with that. Kasi sabi nga, someone's gotta give. What if pares kayo may need right now? So, sino magbibigay ngayon? Now, dun na yun, mahirap naman mag-way na ako naman yung last time, ikaw naman ngayon. Diba? So, if it really matters to you, pag nag-cool down na kayong dalawa, you really have to, oo nga, ano ba, teka, makinig nga ako, may hiningi ba siya sa akin? Kasi, may hiningi ba siya? O nanguhula ka? So, pag may hiningi siya, and feeling mo kaya mo ng for now, i-hold mo muna, bigay mo sa kanya, para mamaya, mas makapag-usap kayo, then do that. But just to end this podcast, and I hope we're gonna end this with a good positive note, that while you're challenged, while you're having this, I don't feel like doing this, but I have to do this, always see and think long term. What will this make you or help you as a spouse, as a husband, as a wife? And what will this make you or build in your married life if you're gonna do this, even if you don't feel like doing it? Karamihan ng mga nagbabati, nandun sila. Wala pa yung feeling of okay na sila, but then they started to give the love language of their spouse already. Because someone sacrificed, someone submitted, and you have to do that. And I think I would love to end this with one message I've watched in one video. Ang ganda lang eh. Sabi, if you really want to have a good married life, you have to learn to check in with each other. Sabi niya, ang hirap as an employee when my boss has not check in with me and ask me what help do I need. And are there couples still right here who are checking into each other that when the kids are asleep and before going to sleeping, when was the last time you checked in with your spouse? What help do you need? How are you? Ano tayo ngayon? Check in muna tayo. Ano na nararamdaman mo? Anong kailangan natin tulong sa isa't isa? Ano feeling natin? Kasi if not, it will pile up and toxicity will be there. It will eat you up. And of course, kailangan mong i-dispose yan bago maayos lahat ng mga mangyayari sa buhay mo. So, as we end this podcast, begin to check in with each other. When was the last time you checked into your spouse? And usually, kasi hindi nga niya ako sinicheck in eh. When was the last time you checked in to your spouse? If it's the last day of your life, and if you checked in with your spouse tomorrow, wala na ang mga tao sa buhay mo, it would be one of the best decisions you've made in your life. And then do it again the following day. Do it again the following day. Because after this, you're gonna check in with your children naman next. And again, this will be applied in the way you lead your life outside your family life. And of course, pwedeng magreklamo, pwedeng humingi ng tulong, pwedeng magpasak lolo sa Diyos natin kung hindi nyo na kaya. Do it together. Just make always that patching up together, helping together in this pagod, be the priority that kakayanin. Basta't magkasama pa rin kayong dalawa. So we want to end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful gift. There are people who are maybe like us listening right now, but they have challenges in their life. Lord, may they receive the right support, the right help, the right need. And Lord, we know that whatever will be lost, whatever will be given back, will be in abundance coming from you. And so we trust, Lord God, that in this season of what we don't see yet, we trust the one who sees the future already. We ask that you bless every couple, every family member, everyone who's listening to this podcast. If there's a foggy place or a wall in front of them right now, they don't need to see what's beyond it, but they have to trust the one who's already been there. And so we trust you, Lord Jesus Christ, to bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. God bless you. Love connects.